JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Ridiculousness. That is The Bachelorette.
I can't
picture
James.
Wait, we're talking about The Bachelorette now?
And having what I have with her. So I'm a little confused. I don't think anyone wants to get a rose under those conditions. Wow. We both essentially got pity roses in my book.
All right.
Yeah, what is this not sending anyone home thing?
I'm going to dip out. You guys just do this segment. I'll be back.
You can't.
Stop. You have to stay here too. You can't just leave. You must mock it.
I don't even have my headphones on.
Put your headphones on. Put them on, Nicholas.
If she has to do it, we have to be a part of it.
Nicholas Gregeth, put your headphones on.
Why do you have to do it? And don't use mom voice to me.
Then just do as you're told the first time so I don't have to get upset with you.
Oh, just do what I'm told the first time.
This portion of the segment's way better than the rest of the segment's going to be. Just so we're all clear on that.
Really, plagiarizing this from People Magazine or Variety, or I can't even remember where I took it from, is a pain in the butt. I have to cut it down so it could potentially fit in 45 seconds. It's a lot.
What everybody's talking about this summer, well, other than Big Brother on CBS, which is another really good show.
Well, they all sit around listening to that song by Dan and Shay crying about weddings. That's the other thing. This is the summer of 2016.
No, but
Bachelorette and Dan and Shay song about weddings.
I'm a little more on board with this week's, though, because they went to Argentina.
Ooh.
And do you know what happens when you go to Argentina?
They cancel the show.
You sing Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. Then you sing their show tunes for that one.
Is the 45 seconds up?
No, not yet. She has to do
Can I just sing that song for 45 seconds?
Nope. Yeah, you have to do a legitimate update.
My wild days, legitimate existence.
Update. Come on.
I kept my promise.
Get it done.
Come on, Gru wants you to do it.
The sooner you take the Band-Aid off, the better you'll feel.
Have I said too much?
Nope. Gru wants you to get going. Get going.
All right,
before he gets you with some sort of laser gun.
Ready? Go. Update. The season is half over, and is there something in the Buenos Aires air? Because these boys are getting cocky, but unlike Argentina's soccer team, the final eight still have a shot at victory. Soccer slam! Hola! The men greet JoJo because remember they're in Argentina. From the top of the episode, we know this is going to be a 2-on-2 date, which normally means you can skip to the last half hour. The men are shocked and appalled upon learning that Wells still hasn't kissed JoJo. The date begins, and Wells, whose spirit animal is somewhere between a turtle and a weasel, crawls back into his shell hole. JoJo and Wells go to the postmodern performance art show where they get to roll around in a suspended pool of water. Finally, they kiss. We did it! JoJo cheers like she's a preteen son who's finished his math homework before dinner. Later, the two sit down to talk, and it doesn't go well. You and I have built this friendship, JoJo begins, so you already know Wells did not get a rose.
Oh, it's over.
I didn't even get close. It's then okay. She decided to give two people roses at the end, which are pity roses.
Just to keep the show going. Although, the performance art place thing in Archie, that looks really, really cool.
Yeah.
Because they had, like, above them was a pool, like a see-through pool.
Okay.
And so you're basically above the stage, and people are, like, swimming in it and, like, dancing and stuff.
Okay.
Very cool.
I had a discussion last night about The Bachelorette.
Right.
You did.
I did.
Okay.
So I was sitting there. I don't even remember who I was talking to, but they said, you know, I was mocking The Bachelorette as I was flipping around, and they were like, it was a buddy of mine. And he was like, yeah, but don't get mad at me because I liked Rock of Love. And I said, actually,
Rock of Love
was, what's his name?
Brett Michaels. Which is a great show.
Same exact show, except for two key things. One, they didn't take themselves seriously. So, like, they were just as dumb as how the show was. So it was entertaining.
Right, yeah.
And then the second thing, it was Brett Michaels instead of some rando that nobody cares about. To me, if they would just stop trying to take themselves seriously on this show,
it could be hilarious.
And for what it is, just realize that it is stupid and they are being dumb, this might be entertaining to watch. But instead, like, the only thing I saw was her walking out of the building crying, maybe, or something. Was that
probably happens every episode?
Episode?
That doesn't narrow it down.
Because, like, she couldn't figure out who she was giving something or who she had to send home. And I just looked at my butt. I was like, this is the stupidest thing.
Can we get back to the important part now?
What's that?
The truth is, I never left you all through my wild days.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Entertaining every morning.
Play it best.
Music
to wake you up.
Kix 96.9 in the morning.